स्थापकाय च धर्मस्य सर्वधर्मस्वरूपिणे अवतारवरिष्ठाय रामकृष्णाय ते नमः। जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोस्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहु। नमः श्री यतिराजाय विवेकानन्दसूरये सच्चित्सुखस्वरूपाय स्वामिने तापहारिणे। Today we are going to talk about an extraordinary manifestation on earth. यह धरती पे आके ऐसा कुछ किया, एक नया कुछ मार्गदर्शन उन्होंने किया था। चैतन्य महाप्रभु whose essentially life and to some extent probably his message, particularly his philosophy, we may try to peep into, brought about a great revolution. Uski asar abhi bhi hum log dekh rahe hain, because the whole country, you know, today if you see the whole of country, whether it's south or north, हर जगह पे इतनी जात पात की इतनी सब चलता रहता है, टेरिबली डिवाइडेड अलॉन्ग कास्ट लाइन्स एक्सेट्रा। बट बंगाल वेर ही वॉज बॉर्न, ऐसे उनकी प्रभाव, उसकी वजह से इवन नाउ वी हार्डली फील दैट फाइट ड्यू टू कास्ट एक्सेट्रा। वहां सिर्फ अपना नाम के साथ सिर्फ लिखते हैं, कोई सोचते भी नहीं है। वी कैन राइट वर घोष और गोस्वामी और चटर्जी और सरकार और जो भी अब लिखेंगे, सब जानते हैं क्या ब्राह्मण की नहीं है, लेकिन इसी से कोई असन्मान कुछ नहीं है। इवन अ पर्सन ऑफ अदर कास्ट, दे ग्लैडली कॉल ब्राह्मिन्स, वो ब्राह्मीण लोग के बुलाते हैं, बुला के करवाते हैं पूजे वगैरह, लेकिन ऐसे नहीं अपना कोई छोटा कभी नहीं समझते। सो समहाउ बिकॉज इट्स वेरी एम्फेसिस भगवान के जो हरि नाम से कैसे सब एक हो सकते हैं, क्या भाव में रहना चाहिए। तृणादपि सुनीचे व तरोरिव सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि। तो एक तृण के भी, उसके भी आप छोटा होके, उसकी से भी विनय होके, ऐसा भाव हमेशा भगवान के नाम लेते रहो, कीर्तनीय सदा है। दैट वाज हिज प्रिस्क्रिप्शन, वेरी अमेजिंग, इन अ वेरी अमेजिंग वे, जस्ट वेरी एक्सट्रीमली सिंपल फॉर्म ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिस। उसके अंदर आपका ज्यादा कुछ विधि नहीं है, नियम नहीं है, यही नहीं वही नहीं है, जिस समय भी ले सकते हैं, जहां भी ले सकते हैं, वेर एवर यू वॉन्ट यू कैन टेक द लॉर्ड्स नेम। बट ऑलवेज यू नो द एबिलिटी दैट यू ओनली मस्ट टेक द लॉर्ड्स नेम, इतना ही, इसके अधिक कुछ नहीं है। वेरी वेरी वंडरफुल। इसमें इतना ऐसा क्यों ऐसा हुआ? सी वन रीजन इज परहैप्स यू नो इवन नाउ इफ यू थिंक अबाउट इट, लुक्स वेरी अमेजिंग, कैसे इतना एक महत्वपूर्ण एक मार्ग बनाया, हाउ इट इज, बिकॉज नॉट दैट पीपल हैव नॉट टॉक्ड अबाउट द पावर ऑफ गॉड्स नेम। इसके पहले भगवान की नाम की महात्म कोई बता नहीं, ऐसा तो नहीं है, पहले भी बताए, लेकिन जैसे उन्होंने सिर्फ बताया नहीं है, ऐसा सबको इकट्ठा करके, टेकिंग पीपल टूगेदर, ही रियली डेवलप्ड इट इनटू अ वेरी सुप्रीमली इफेक्टिव फॉर्म ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल डिसिप्लिन। एक साधन की ऐसा कुछ माध्यम बनाया, सब सचमुच सब अनुभव करने लगे। इवन दी हार्डेस्ट ऑफ क्रिमिनल्स ऑल्सो दे विल शेड टीयर्स बाय चैंटिंग द गॉड्स नेम इन हिज कंपनी। उनका जो सान्निध्य में, उनका साथ संग में ऐसा अनुभव करते थे, दे वुड फील एन एक्स्ट्रॉर्डनरी अपसर्ज ऑफ डिवाइन इमोशंस विद इन, यही उनका। सो हाउ डज, क्यों? बिकॉज भी गीता में भी कहते हैं ना, यद्यत आचरति श्रेष्ठ तत्व इतरो जना सयत प्रमाणम कुरते लोकस तदन वर्तते। शास्त्र में तो बहुत कुछ कहा गया, लेकिन वो बलवत उसकी सच्चाई कैसे पता चलेगा, वो क्या इफेक्टिव की नहीं। सो अनलेस यू सी द इफेक्ट, somebody has done, कोई किया, वो इसके बाद आप अनुभव कर रहे हैं. So in his case, that is why you know great traditions are established. So after him, following him, particularly during his lifetime, the way he could effectively organize people, सब एकट्ठा होके ऐसा मत होके हरिनाम करेंगे, people used to really feel a tremendous uplift of that kind of a devotional emotion, fervor, upsurge, and so on. That's why he made it very popular and very simple. Hari Bhakti, Krishna Prem, Bhagwan ki aur kuch zarurat nahi hai. So now he was born in the year 1486 in a place called Mayapur in Nadia district to Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi, a very wonderfully pious Brahmin family. ये दोनों का, so he had eight sisters and एक भाई, बड़े भैया उसका, his name was Vishwaroop, and there were eight sisters, and then Nimai was born. Nimai was probably the last of the family. So he was obviously, आप ठाकुर के जीवन के साथ भी बहुत आप सादृश्य देख पाएंगे, because now even from a very young age, that extraordinary manifestations were seen even in his own life. Lekin sabse pehle kaise aisa unka aane ka, to hamesha hi Gita mein bhi jaise kahte hai na, kaise unhone, kaise aaya unhone dharti par, Gita pe to karte hai na, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat, jaise jaise dharma ki glani zyada badh jata hai, us samay bhagwan naya naya roop leke dharti pe aate hain धर्म की पुनः स्थापन करने के लिए. पुरानी धर्म है, सनातनी धर्म है, लेकिन उसका एक नया कुछ रूप देने के लिए, फिर प्रतिष्ठित करने के लिए कुछ ऐसा कुछ महात्मा का कोई किसी को भेजते हैं, उसके हम लोग कहते हैं अवतार, गॉड डिसेंडेड ऑन अर्थ. सो उसमें इसमें क्या हुआ था, बंगाल में जो पढ़े में अच्छे थे, ए न्याय शास्त्र पढ़ के दे हैड बिकम सो शार्प इन दैट न्याय. वही तर्क करना करते 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 दे वर ओनली डीपली इन्वॉल्व इन दैट इंटेलेक्चुअल एक्सरसाइज. जैसे इसके साथ आप, जैसे आपकी पढ़ाई जो भी आप कर रहे हैं सब आपकी साधन की सहायता नहीं करें, साधन के अंग नहीं हो, देन इट बिकम्स अ डिस्क्वालिफिकेशन. तो इसलिए उन लोगों के साधन फाधन छोड़ दिया, धीरे धीरे बहुत मस्ती करने लगे, दे वुड ऑलवेज रिडिक्यूल अदर्स, करते करते बहुत ही एक भ्रष्टाचारी जीवन जीने लगे. करते करते सारा बंगाल में ऐसा फैला गया, सो पीपुलर हर समय तो धरती पे ऐसे भी तो सज्जन व अच्छे अच्छे व्यक्ति भी रहते हैं. सो देर वॉज वन अद्वैत आचार्य, was a very wonderful spiritually minded person. उन्होंने बहुत ही भगवान से कातर होके बहुत ही विनती करके प्रार्थना किया, भगवान आप नया, फिर अभी आपके आने समय आ गया, आप स्वयं आके कुछ रास्ता दिखाओ, नहीं तो बहुत ही यहाँ हाल खराब है. So it is said that probably in answer to the prayers of Advaitacharya, probably Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this earth. So his elder brother's name was Vishwaroop. So at the age of 16 or so, unhone ghar tyag ke un chale gaye. So naturally the parents were very worried. So unki maa, jaise unke sadharan roop se naam rakha gaya tha Vishwambhar, lekin unki Nimai bulati thi. निमाय मीनिंग मे बी जो नीम का पेड़ उसके एक शाखा ऐसा कुछ कड़वा, सो दैट यू नो देर इज नो चार्म दैट वे, सो देर इज दृष्टि नजर नहीं लगे, समथिंग लाइक दैट. इन बंगाल ऑल्सो दे कीप स्ट्रेंज नेम्स, है पंचकड़े ऐसे सब रखते हैं, समथिंग लाइक दैट, सो दैट यू नो पीपल डोंट नजर नहीं लगाते ऐसा कुछ, आर मे बी टू to pretend as if they are not very attached to that. That may be an idea. And then they also say that that was the reason why he was probably given the name Nimai. And then, you know, there were similarly several instances of extraordinary happenings that are related to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. They say bahut kuch unhone dekhte the, a divine hollow, kaise kaise unke dekhne mein pata chalta tha, wo sadharan koi vyakti nahi hai. Bachpan se unka mata ke aise aise darshan hua tha. She saw that just like, you know, we get also the some of the incidents are very very similar. Ek bar unka aise se ho raha tha karke, so his mother had arranged for worship of Shashti Devi. Lekin us samay wo chal raha tha puja, lekin Nimai would not allow that to be completed. Uska jabardasti mera bahut hi khuda hai karke wahi nivedya unko wahi leke kha liya. So similarly, there were two people who were worshipping, one Hiranya and Jagadish or somebody. So they were, unhone ekadashi upavas ke baad kuch bana rahe the, they were making something for offering, wo bhagwan ke bhog chada ke uske baad wahi lenge karke. Lekin jaise when the worship was going on, they had just set the offering before Lord. Immediately Nimai started weeping so much. Main parosi ke ghar pe jo ho raha hai woh bhi chahiye mere ko. And you know, they were very much worried, aise se kaise hoga. Then those two Brahmins, they came out. Lekin aise se bol raha hai dekho. Lekin seeing him, they virtually felt that he was Gopala in the form of that child. And nisankoch unhone aake unke wahi bhog de diya. वही उसी से उन्होंने ग्रहण किया. मीन ऑल दिस यू नो लाइक दैट ठाकुर एट दैट इन इवेंट दैट विशालाक्षी आनूर में वही करके. सो देयर आर यू फाइंड दैट यू नो मेनी मेनी इट्स प्रॉब्ली दिस इज कॉमन इन द केस ऑफ ऑल दोस हु कम विद दैट काइंड ऑफ एक्स्ट्रॉर्डनरी मैंडेट और पावर. भगवान की शक्ति लेके आते हैं, वेदर यू कॉल देम भगवान हिमसेल्फ और कोई तो विशेष शक्ति है, इतना तो स्पष्ट है. सो ऑब्वियसली इन द केस ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑल्सो, that's what they say, that you know, when he looked so extraordinarily beautiful, such an enchanting form he had externally. Uska itne hi uske liye baad mein unka chehra rang deke gaurang unke naam diya tha. He was shining like gold. To itna sundar alankar sab gehna laga ke saja ke unke rakha tha kisi karan se. So somebody, one thief came and took him away, chori karne ke liye le gaya. एक मिनट ऐसा हुआ वो बिल्कुल ढूंढ नहीं पाया रास्ता कहाँ जाऊं करके, बहुत गुम इधर उधर ढूंढ के अंत में उनके घर पे पहुंचा दिया उनको. फाइनली ही रोमिंग सेवरल प्लेसेस, फाइनली ही केम बैक टू द वेरी हाउस वेयर दिस जगन्नाथ मिश्रा एंड सची वेर लिविंग एंड ही लेफ्ट हिम देयर. सो लाइक दैट इज सी नो प्रोबेबली यू नो सी क्वाइट ऑफन दैट इज वन थिंग नो वी ऑलवेज दैट इज हाउ इन हिंदू ट्रेडिशन लोर. These are all built up like this. That is how they become slowly Puranas. आप भगवान श्री कृष्ण की बचपन की जीवन की भी देखेंगे, क्या ऐसा ऐसा छोटा लड़का कैसे गोवर्धन की उठाया, क्या हो सकता है कि नहीं. सी द आइडिया इज यू नो देर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ अप्रोच टू ऑल दिस इंसिडेंट्स. वन इज इफ यू आर कंप्लीटली डिवोटेड, आपकी भक्ति से आप एक समय आप हर भक्त के जीवन में हर साधक के जीवन में ऐसा कुछ घटेगा, ऐसा कुछ पता चलेगा. कम से कम ऑल दीज आर इवन मच मोर आर पॉसिबल. समथिंग हैपनिंग एट अ फिजिकल लेवल इज मच मच लेस कंपेयर टू द ट्रांसफॉर्मेशंस वी टॉक अबाउट एट द इंटरनल लेवल. आपका मन की परिवर्तन, पीपल ऑफ टोटली डिफरेंट नेचर, बहुत ही बुरा खतरनाक जीवन, वो इतना सज्जन बन जाते. इफ दैट कैन हैपन, what is the difficulty in lifting something physically? It's all nothing. Lekin hum log ka man aise ek to bahar ki drishti itna sthool buddhi se hum log karte rehte hai na, vishay leke indriya leke hum log dekhte rehte. So that is probably the reason where we are not able to penetrate and see that such things are possible. So those who are completely at the level of a very supremely devoted state of mind, un log ka koi dikkat hi nahi hota, kyunki they are not bothered. They believe that इट्स एनीथिंग इज पॉसिबल फॉर गॉड. क्योंकि हम लोग पहले जो कोई विश्वास जो करते हैं, ये पीपल बिलीव दैट द वर्ल्ड इज क्रिएटेड बाय गॉड, उन्होंने सृष्टि किया, उसी से एक पेड़ उठाना एक पर्वत उठाना क्या है, सारा तो संसार तो उनकी है. सो लॉजिकली ऑल्सो यू कैन नॉट क्वेश्चन. सो डिवोशन भी छोड़ी दो, एज ठाकुर ऑलवेज यूज्ड से, वे राधा कृष्ण के अंदर वे भाव लो, डोंट ट्राई टू लुक एट द फिजिकलिटी ऑफ थिंग्स. सो यू नो द आइडिया ऑफ पुराणास, द वे दे आर डेवलप्ड इन द इंडियन लोर और द हिंदू लोर, द आइडिया इज टू गिव द माइंड मोर एंड मोर फैसिनेटिंग थिंग्स टू कॉम्प्रीहेंड, टू इमेजिन, टू मेडिटेट, टू कॉन्टेम्पलेट, आपका ध्यान के लिए, सोचने के लिए, विचार करने के लिए, लीला स्मरण करने के लिए. सो ऑल दैट यू नो, द मोर एंड मोर ए ब्यूटिफुल और एंचांटिंग पिक्चर ऑफ द लॉर्ड और द गॉड इज पेंटेड, द माइंड बिकम्स मोर एंड मोर ड्रॉन और अट्रैक्टेड टुवर्ड दैट पर्सनैलिटी. हम लोग को पुराण वगैरह से इतना ही फायदा है. वी आर नॉट वरीड दैट क्या रामचंद्र जी का वो धनुष का साइज कितना था, कितना इंच का एरो लेके उन्होंने शूट किया. वी आर नॉट बॉदर्ड एट ऑल. सी दैट इज अ पुअर फिजिकलिटी ऑफ द वेस्टर्न माइंड. द इंडियन माइंड, द हिंदू माइंड पर्टिकुलरली, द सटल माइंड, इट लुक्स एट इंसिडेंट्स इन अ टोटली डिफरेंट पर्सपेक्टिव. यही से कैसे आपका भक्ति कैसे बढ़ेगी, हाउ डू यू बिकम मोर डिवोटेड, हाउ डू यू रिफाइन यूर माइंड, आपके अंदर की परिशुद्धि, शुद्धता, पवित्रता कैसे आएगा, दैट इज अवर कॉन्सेप्ट, दैट इज अवर कंसर्न. सो दैट इज वाई यू नो दीज थिंग्स आर लुक्ड एट टोटली डिफरेंटली इन अवर कंटेक्स्ट. सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु जीवन में ऐसे ऐसे हुआ कि नो नीड टू क्वेश्चन, दीज थिंग्स आर ऑल गिवन, whether they happened or did not happen, that is immaterial. The whole idea is, you know, the personality becomes more and more charming, more and more enchanting. So when Swami Thakur ka, jab unhone dekha in the dark clouds, in the background of that group of, you know, swans flying, aur kuch nahi hai, woh drishya aap kalpana karne mein, aapki man mein kuch uchchai, vaise hi prapt ho jayega. Even if you just contemplate that vision, that becomes so. उनका क्या हुआ, क्या कौन देखा, no, we are not interested in that. So that is why, you know, some of the incidents that are given in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, they are extremely, you know, enchanting and very beautiful. So then like that, there are so many incidents that are given in his life. There was they talk about an incident, one of the major breakthroughs or something which happened was, once when he went to the house of this Srivas, because that was one of the earliest occasions, unhone fir us samay puja kar rahe the, simply he went and straight away occupied the seat which was meant for bhagwan ke liye jo aasan jo rakhe the, seedha wahan chad gaye jaake. And he was in such a mood. His the glow and the aura surrounding his personality was so powerful. So unhone bola main snan karunga. And he went to take bath. They said the water that was flowing was also like molten gold like. Uske baad wo aaye, then people offered so much flowers, this and that, and he was completely in a totally transported mood. And then after some time, slowly it came down, it came down, came down. So not only that, you know, in his life, it was not always, you know, just only one way all the time. There were quite often, even during all these, particularly initial those struggles, etc., you would be in completely one bhava, and then when it subsides, you would come down and you would weep and pray so much, longing that tremendous vyakulata, longing for God, just as Ramakrishna had that kind of vyakulata. That was also clearly. So the two personalities, one the complete godliness in him, that he was a very supremely endowed, spiritually endowed person. And then the aspect of a struggling soul, jaise ek sadhak ke jeevan mein jaise hota hai, wo bhi dikha gaya. Both sides were totally visible in his life. And also about, you know, the very advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, That's also another aspect they say, that it seems in this avatar as Krishna, particularly in Vrindavana, Sri Krishna clearly enjoyed the extraordinary Mahabhavas, etc. of Radharani. So everything he saw, and Radha demonstrated the highest prema bhava towards Sri Krishna. But it is believed that Sri Krishna wanted to enjoy that Radha bhava in himself. Apna ke andar hi anubhav karna wo chahte the. That is why in this avatara Chaitanya, it was a combination of Sri Krishna and Radha herself. So of course, in one of the theological schools, it is called the glory or the extraordinary shine of his physical appearance. They say it is related to the Swarupa Shakti of Krishna, and that part of Swarupa Shakti which is called the Hladini Shakti of Sri Krishna. So that was because Sri Krishna wanted to enjoy the Radha Bhava in his own personality, in his own sharira. That is why he took the avatara as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then there was, so even from his young age he was very clear. There was one person called Murari Gupta. This person was known to be a very scholarly person. He was talking about Advaita and all that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I mean this Nimai, suddenly went to his house. And then, you know, he started talking to him in such a language. And then, you know, finally he was about to take his food. He was an orthodox Brahmin. He went and defiled. Uske jhuta bhi kar diya. Then he became so angry. He said, no, finally, he said, give up your vain scholarship and take the name of the Lord. And then he left the place. So, aise bhi unhone karke, wahan se nikal gaye. And then, you know, like that, there are many other instances that are quoted in his life. Then he was slowly, he became, as he grew up in age, then they got him. He was not showing any real interest in the normal type of learning, etc. But then slowly his parents made him, and he went and studied under a great scholar called Sarvabhauma. This Sarvabhauma, later on again he meets in Puri, but initially he was his teacher in Navadvip, and then he was studying very seriously under him. Then by the time, you know, he got married to a very pious lady called Lakshmi. He was extremely talented and extremely sharp in his studies. He was really, you know, he was excelling so wonderfully in all branches of knowledge. One of his fellow students, he had really written another, his name was probably Raghunath. He with great difficulty was writing a book on Nyaya. But then, you know, when they were crossing the Ganges, so this Nimai again read out a few portions from the book that he was writing. And then this Raghunath became so upset because he saw that if this book is published, my book will never find any place in this world. Itna unka dukh aaya. Wohi dekhe Chaitanya immediately threw his manuscript into the Ganges. See, you know, imagine, you know, for a person who was given to such intellectual achievements to completely give up. These are all the signs of an extraordinary personality. The moment he saw that his friend was deeply upset, immediately he threw those books into Ganges. Whatever he had written, these notes, etc., he simply threw them into Ganges. And then after his this thing, slowly he went to the first person who really recognized that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Nimai, was somebody very extraordinary. There was one Tapan Mishra. He was the person. He was very sincerely praying to God. But then he got a divine voice about the extraordinary qualities of Nimai. So he went and completely, you know, fell at his feet. And then that is how he first recognized and said that you are God incarnate. Straight, just as Chinu Shakari did in the case of Thakur. Simply he went and fell at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and accepted that you are God incarnate in the earth. You have come to show the way to mankind. And slowly he went to गया ऑन पिलग्रिमेज बिकॉज बाय द टाइम हिज फादर ऑल्सो हैड पास्ड अवे. देयर ही मेट दिस ग्रेट ascetic called Ishwarpuri, the disciple of Madhavendrapuri. He gave him the first initiation into this kind of a spiritual practices, and then you know he taught him that Radha's love for Sri Krishna. Ji Radharani ki ji Sri Krishna ki pati jo mahaprem, that extraordinary mahabhav was there, that he gave him some idea, and from that time you know the tremendous kind of transformation started happening in his life. Previously he was extremely playful, bahut hi idhar udhar, he was bahut hi natkat aisa koi ladka the, he was simply you know very playful and this and that, but that really of the initiation by Ishwarpuri, that gave him a tremendous spiritual uplift, and then you know he became really transformed, so to say. Day and night he was only chanting the Lord's name, he was praying to Hari, he was shedding tears, he was always taking Harinam. Then he came back, and then you know he was pupils wanted him to run the toll again, but he said the moment he would open his book, he'll be in a completely a supreme state of ecstasy, so he could not do anything. He was only completely shedding tears. So finally he said that you know it's not possible for me to teach anymore, but then they would not leave him. Then he said, all right, let us do kirtan. That is how we started, because his pupils would not allow him to go away. He said, all right, let us take the Lord's name. And that is how we started this practice of singing together the Harinam or Lord's name. And then slowly, slowly, slowly they started developing. And then, so in the meanwhile, this Advaita Acharya, he also had a dream that, you see, you are praying for somebody to show the way. Nimai is the person who has really come to show the way. That was, he also got a clear indication. But then this Advaita Acharya was really given to a deep study of jnana scriptures and all that. So still he did not believe it beyond a point, and he was just keeping that way only. And then in the meanwhile, there were further incidents happening in his life. Again another day he went to this house of Shivas. As before, again he got into that seat of the Lord. By that time his whole face was so totally transformed. People started pouring huge quantities of flowers, sandal paste, even the bhoga for maybe to feed 1,000 people. That kind of a worship. And then you know, as if to demonstrate his supreme powers, he called one girl called Narayani and just touched her, and that girl was in tremendous ecstasy. People saw that by mere touch he could convey so much of spirituality. Then finally, you know, they called his mother, Sachi Devi, and she was asked to do the arati for her own son. And you know, he had so much respect for his mother, but simply he put his foot on her head and blessed her, and she was immediately transported into a different trance. But then, as I said, immediately after some time, it came down. That mood came down, and he was extremely upset. He was weeping and wailing, and that he is not getting the vision of the Lord, and also how I am behaving so strangely. He himself, you know, exactly like Thakur. Thakur himself would say, how do you do certain things? I myself don't know. When he was much younger, later on, of course, it was not much of a necessity. Many of those things, like, you know, suddenly when Rani Rasmini came, he simply slapped her in the temple. So some of those things, you know, he had no explanation. When he was simply overwhelmed by certain extraordinary spiritual emotions, he had no control over his behavior, nor would he conform to worldly norms or the way people in an existential world, in a pragmatic world, the way we behave. Aisa kahi nahi karte the. Jaise whatever used to come from within, same way, he was also behaving like that. And then, you know, after some time, slowly, it came that the Nityananda, somehow he was wandering here and there. Finally, he had an advice from Ishwarpuri that, what are you doing? You go to Nimai. He is the person who will be your spiritual companion. As I say, it is believed that Nitai actually is Balarama's avatar, was come as Nityananda this time. He came, and then when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so much overwhelmed. He had a wonderful vision where he saw that in place of Gauranga, he saw Sri Krishna. Not only it was Sri Krishna, but six hand. With two hands the bow and arrow like Rama, the other two hands in with flute, and the third pair of hands carrying a kamandalu and some other thing. So these were the kamandalu. Kamandalu and the dandi he was carrying in the third pair of hands. So this is a Shatabhuja Darshan is very famous. So this is the first time Nityananda had it. Later on again it happened in the Puri temple also. This is the first time when Nityananda had the Darshan. And that made him completely convinced of Mahaprabhu's or Nimai's spiritual nature. Slowly, slowly other devotees also started coming. And then this Haridas, you know, very famous. He was a Muslim by birth. Because he joined the Kirtan party, the Qazi made him, you know, he said he should be whipped. I say, mar mar ke uke le ja, jab tak wo behush ho jaye, mar jaye, tab tak maro. Aisa diya tha. They were simply whipping him. But with all that, he was only feeling more and more joy. Koi takleef nahi ho raha tha. He was only enjoying very blissfully. Aisa mar mar ke ant mein wo behush ho gaya, chod ke chale gaye. Pani mein unke gira diya. But that revived him. And then he came out and joined. When the Qazi heard about him, he was so much repentant, he came and begged pardon. So that he came and he recited his experiences. These are all happening in that house, Shiva's house. Then similarly, you know, there was another devotee, one Mukunda. He was so devoted, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, I will bless him only after 10 million lives. Then he, even hearing that, he started dancing. Why? जरूर मेरा तो कृपा तो होगा ही होगा आज नहीं तो काल न कितनी जन्म की बात स्टिल द लॉर्ड हैज एक्सेप्टेड मी एंड देन चैतन्य महाप्रभु कॉल्ड हिम एंड ब्लेस्ड हिम एंड सेड आई डिड दिस ओनली टू शो हिज स्पिरिट ऑफ सरेंडर एंड हिज लव फॉर गॉड ओनली फॉर दैट सेक आई स्टेटेड लाइक दैट सिमिलरली यू नो दैट फेमस दैट टू डिवोटीज विच नारदा मेट वन वॉज देख कितने दिन कितनी जन्म की बात हम लोग का मुक्ति मिलेगी पूछ के आओ विष्णु से वापस ऐसे एक जन बोला तुम्हारा एक जन्म बाकी है he was so upset क्या फिर आना है दूसरी की बोला नहीं जितने वो पेड़ पे जितना वो इमली का पेड़ पे कितना पत्ती है उसके बाद तुम्हारा he was नाचने लगा क्यों he was somehow or other I am going to get it that assurance no, both are two different aspects of devotion one is the complete restlessness for liberation the other the complete spirit of self surrender भगवान की चरणों में इतनी शरणागति भाव जितने भी दिन भोग हो तो मिलेगा मीन दैट्स मच दैट काइंड ऑफ सो बोथ आर टू एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ डिवोशन सो दिस मुकुंदा वाज दैट काइंड ऑफ पर्सन वाज फीलिंग दैट यस वन डे अर अदर आई विल सर्टनली गेट ही बिकेम कंप्लीटली यू नो कन्विंस्ड एंड ही वाज सो हैप्पी एंड देन फाइनली द रूरल पीपल आर गोइंग एंड कंप्लेनिंग टू दैट काजी वाज द kind of a governor as being, you know, itna harinam ho raha hai. Primarily the orthodox Brahmins became so annoyed. Kya kar rahe hai? Sab tod rahe hai, niyam tod rahe hai, kuch nahi maar rahe hai, sab ko leke chalte hai. Papi, tapi, chandal, murk, brahman, sab to ek saath ghum rahe hai. So they were very much worried, they complained again and again. And then, you know, nothing was getting stopped. Then finally, you know, he himself, actually, you know, there are two incidents. One is, regarding this Jagai and Madhai, they were the very famous, notorious gundas. They were the of the place. They sab darte the un loka. So they said, if you can somehow convince him, then convince these two people, then bahut hum log ke saath aa jayenge. Normally, you know, if you catch hold of the gundas, to sab to aapki tarfi aa jayenge. So first Nityananda and Haridas went, and they were resting the Jagai and Madhai. Itna gussa, are hum log visram kar rahe hain. थोड़ा पत्थर लेके ऐसा फेंका नित्यानंद सिंपली वॉज हिट एंड वॉज ब्लीडिंग प्रोफ्यूसली इतना खून निकल रहा था बट फिर भी वो हरिनाम करके उनकी तरह जा रहे थे देन इन द मेन चैतन्य महाप्रभु हिमसेल्फ केम सीइंग दैट नित्यानंद वॉज हिट ही बिकेम सो अपसेट दे सी दैट यू नो लाइक ए ह्यूज बॉल ऑफ फायर वॉज अबाउट टू एनगल्फ जो जगह इन मत है, कह रही है सुदर्शन चक्कर से वो आया था अग्नि, बट देन नित्यानंद हिमसेल्फ प्लीडेड, बट देन बाय द टाइम चैतन्य महाप्रभु एम्ब्रेस देम, दे वर सो ट्रांसफॉर्म, सो ट्रांसपार्ट, आंख से इतना अश्रुपात होने लगे, दे वर कॉन्स्टेंटली चैंटिंग द लॉर्ड्स नेम, इतना तक ने वो गंगा की वो घाट में बैठ गए, जो आ रहे पेरा आप मेरा सिर पे आपका पैर रखो, सो दैट एटलीस्ट वी आई डू सम प्रायश्चित फॉर ऑल दैट वी डिड, हर रोज वहां सब साफ करते थे, देयर इज वन प्लेस यू नो दिस इज दिस प्लेस कॉल्ड मदाय घाट, का नाम पे घाट ही बना दिया, सब यहाँ के स्नान करेंगे, इसके ऊपर चढ़ के चलेंगे, सो दैट अवर ऑल अवर सिंस विल बी वॉश्ड अवे, सो एंड देन यू नो दिस वाज द, लेकिन ये करते करते उन्होंने देखा, देन फाइनली यू नो दिस गाजी बिकेम सो अपसेट, सेड मैं खूब किसी तरह ऑर्डर देके बोला सब बंद करना है, फिर सोल्जर्स भेजा, फौज भेजा, फिर भी कुछ नहीं हो रहा था, अंतिम बोला नहीं बंद ही करना है, बंद ही कर दिया, देन फाइनली चैतन्य महाप्रभु हिमसेल्फ वेंट टेकिंग ए ह्यूज पार्टी, जब उन्होंने आए बाहर उनके देखे ऐसा विगलित हो गए, पूरा संपूर्ण रूप से समर्पण कर लिया, बोला मैं गलत हो गया, आप तो वही एक परमात्मा की आप ही बुला रहे, आप नारायण नाम से कह रहे, he accepted was the same ultimate truth and he became a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, till then he was only that Nimai. Then he, it was by the time he was just hardly 24 years old, then he decided, no, this will not do. Itna tak nahi hoga, phir bhi adhik karna hai. Jab tak main sansar mein rah rah ke karunga, koi nahi manenge. Mere ko to sampurna roop se, kyunki संपूर्ण रूप से भगवान के लिए मैं सब त्यागा, मैं तो बोला भगवान नाम से सब हो जाएगा, कुछ आपका जरूरत नहीं है, कैसे सिद्ध होगा, इफ आई एम इन द हाउस आई एम एंजॉयिंग गुड एवरीथिंग लेट मी गिव अप, लेकिन कोई जान नहीं देते थे, सिंपली सरप्टिशियसली वन नाइट वो निकाल के काटवा जगह के जगह है वहां गया, वहां दैट देयर वाज दैट वाज केशवानंद भारती का आश्रम था, वहां चले गए. He was saying many things, but he was also not really accepting. Finally, bola, tumhara ye siddha karo kaise hoga? Tum jeev nikalo. Then he put sugar. It simply, you know, ud gaya. Simply, it flew away. It was absolutely, there was no rasa, no taste, no attraction for anything. Not even for between the sugar and the tongue. Then he understood that he was a great, really fit aspirant. So करके उन्होंने even then they said only with the he initiated him to sannyasa and gave him the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, reminding that people should be reminded of the extraordinary consciousness, that supreme love of God by seeing him, फिर उनके नाम Sri Krishna Chaitanya दिया था, but actually after that he immediately wanted to go away and settle in Vrindavan, Vrindavan बिल्कुल चलना चाहते थे, but that was not to be, because by that time Advaita Acharya had sent lot of people to find out, bahut idhar udhar bahut hi bhejne lage, bhej ke how to bring him back, bahut log bheja, but he was in such an abstracted mood, to itna koi hosh nahi tha, main kahan hu, mera sharir hai ki nahi, sirf bhagavat prem mein mat ho ke ja rahe the, Vrindavan ki rasta bhi nahi pata tha, जिसके पूछने ऐसे ऐसे उनके दे सेरेप्टिशियली डायरेक्टेड हिम इंस्टेड ऑफ वृंदावन टुवर्ड्स शांतिपुर, शांतिपुर जगह के जाके के वहां बैठो, सो सो दैट यू नो इट वाज क्वाइट नियर, एंड देन ही वाज ही वेंट टू शांतिपुर, देयर यू नो बाय द टाइम ऑल द पीपल फ्रॉम नवदीप हैड गैदर्ड, हिज ओन मदर शची देवी वाज देयर, देन उन्होंने बोला मैं तो वृंदावन जाने में, शची न्यू दैट शी वाज नॉट विलिंग टू गिव, फाइनली कॉम्प्रोमाइज वाज अराइव्ड एट, ही सेड दैट You stay in Puri. कम से कम जब भी मैं आपको तो आपके संबंध में खबर तो मिलेगा, दूसरा है नजदीक बीच बीच में आ भी सकते हैं. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to stay in Puri Dham and do sadhana. And then slowly he went, that is how he started towards Neelachal. And on the way he visited several other tirthas like Remuna, where you know there is a very famous Gopinath temple which is Madhavendra Puri had established. So there you know there is a very famous incident where the Gopala there, how it was established, and there he spent some time. And there's a very famous place called Sakshi Gopal. Abhi bhi hai. Of course, now it has become a khatarnak jaga. Itna panda ke upadrav hai wahan. Lekin at that time it was very famous. Kya wa koi bhakt Vrindavan se bola tha Bhagwan ka aisa jarur bahut hi sankat mein gir pade. Bhagwan bola, theek hai, main jaun. Tumhari sath jaake main sakshi dunga. He was calling, but Lord had made the condition. Main sachmuch jaunga, lekin kabhi bhi tumko piche mood ke dekhna nahi hai. So he was going for a long time, almost up to the place. When he came to that place near that Sakshi Gopal, which is near Katak, wo piche mudke dekha, bola nahi, main abhi yahan rahunga, aur nahi jaunga. So there itself, you know, the temple is there, it's called Sakshi Gopal. There he was staying, and they spent some time there. Then afterwards, while going, then further he also, then he went and settled down in Puri. And again, in Puri also, somebody else had the same Shadabuja Darshan of Mahaprabhu. That is, it was one of his devotees had this Darshana. And then he was probably Sarabhauma, was once his teacher. He had this vision of Mahaprabhu there. And that's why even on in Puri temple, in one of the sites, you have this Shadabuja, that Vigraha also is there. And then, you know, this Sarvabhauma was trying to, when he went to Puri temple, naturally, you know, he was so much overwhelmed by devotion. He was completely lost his consciousness and he fell down, actually. And Sarvabhauma only picked him up, brought him to his house. But still he was not convinced. He was thinking that, no, you should study. Tum mere paas aake tum padho Vedanta, aise aise. Then he said, no, I understand the text, but I don't know the commentary, I'm not understanding. Mirakta artha dusri tara lag raha hai. Then finally, of course, he gave him this darshan, and Sarvabhauma was also completely converted. Then afterwards, slowly from there, he went on pilgrimage to several places, even South India, etc., up to Kanyakumari. There, you know, where he saw in Srirangam, where he met that very famous incident where when Brahmin was there, every day he used to go and have the Lord's Darshan. Someone was just reading the Gita. People were saying that he did not understand anything. Why is he reading? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, he said that, Mera to artha samajh nahi aa raha hai, lekin jab bhi main Gita haath mein uthata hu, immediately I see Sri Krishna teaching Arjuna. Mera dono ko darshan ho raha hai. Isili, then he said, you are the fittest person to read. Then he went to somebody asked him to go and also meet Ramananda Rai, who was a very, very wonderful devotee of the Lord. So it was in a place called Vidyanagar. Ramananda Rai was a very wealthy person. He was a governor. So he went and met Ramananda. So then he asked him, how one can gain devotion? Then Ramananda said that doing one's duties as offering to God, it's possible to attain devotion. He said, nahi, fir gehrai pe jao tum. Bala, then abandoning all duties for God's sake and surrendering to Him, that way it is better to even go deeper in devotion. Then he said that, then with the knowledge of, what is the next step? With the knowledge of God's mahatmya, Bhagwan ki je itna aishwari hai, itna kshamata hai, iske saath bhakti rahega to, then you become more devoted. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that means you'll be analyzing. Analyzing means, you know, to know means to analyze, whereas to love means to be completely attracted. So isse bhi tum gahre se jao, karte karte, then he understood that the love which the Shakis had for before that he said the love which the parents had for Sri Krishna, that is Yashoda and Nanda, like that. Then of course the filial love which Balaram, then finally karte, then he said the supreme Mahabhava Prema, not even the one which Rukmini and others had, that conjugal love, obhi nahi hai. Uske bhi adhik gharai jane mein, jo Radha ki jo prem, there was absolutely niswarth prem. See, even the Sakhi and others, the gopiyan, wo bhi ek tarah kuch paane ka kuch tha. But amongst them also, Radha was so special, kyunki sampurna roop se Bhagwan ke pati jo niswarth prem, uski ek murt vigrah Radha Rani thi. Usi liye unhone bala, us tak unhone kaha, and he said that love was still going, growing, growing, growing. And then, you know, of course, if you finally, you know, they were also talking about the various aspects of Sri Krishna. The Sri Krishna was the complete embodiment of Satchit Ananda, all the three aspects of the reality, namely Sat and Chit and Anand. So compared to that, they also, according to Radharani, she was supposed to have the Chit Shakti, Maya Shakti and Jeeva Shakti. Ye tino tarika unka Radha ke baare mein unhone kaate the. And actually, you know, it is a little technical now. We don't have that much time. You know, youth forum people will also come. Then, you know, finally, you know, he went to several other places of pilgrimage, tirthme, karke karke. Then, of course, he was largely, by and large, he was staying only in Puri. And then, you know, we know how he, Roop and Sanatan Goswami bechke, kaise unhone Vrindavan ki unhone punaruddhar kiya. That also, that story we know. And then finally, you know, his end, because, you know, as days went by, he was so much more and more immersed in his, this Hari Prem. Anything, you know, you would see Samudra, even the waters would remind him of Yamuna and he would go and fall there. Aisa bahut kuch ghatna hai. Antme, there are several versions. Some say he went and drowned himself in the sea because he thought it was Yamuna and he never came back. Kujina kaha wo to Jagannath mein jaake mandir mein वही विग्रह के अंदर ही समाहित हो गए वो भी कहते हैं. एनीवे हिज एंड वाज वेरी मिस्टीरियस. दे वर नॉट एबल टू से एनीथिंग वेरी क्लियरली. तो एक्चुअली यू नो दिस दैट वे यू नो देयर इज द एक्स्ट्रॉर्डिनरी लाइफ व्हिच केम टू एन एंड इन अ शॉर्ट स्पैन ऑफ मान लीजिए फ्रॉम 14 व्हाट वाज द ईयर इज इट 1486 टू 1533 मीन ओनली 47 साल मीन अबाउट 47 years. ऐसा उन्होंने कर दिया. ही डेवलप्ड अ एक्स्ट्रॉर्डिनरी न्यू ट्रेडिशन दैट हैज बिकम एक्सट्रीमली पावरफुल एंड दैट हैड इट्स वे फॉर मेनी मेनी इयर्स. श्री रामकृष्णदेव भी चैतन्य महाप्रभु की बहुत ही तारीफ करते थे. ऐसा महाभाव के बहुत ही कम दिखाया गया ऐसे तो पकाते थे. सो ही वॉज ग्रेट श्रद्धा और भक्ति दिखाते थे. So mainly, you know, one very, of course there is not much time, maybe some other time you will see. There is a very beautiful, what was basically essentially the Chaitanya school of philosophy, because he was a very brilliant person, very, very brilliant. So he did not construct anything which was not very logical or anything. So the Chaitanya school of philosophy has a very specific name called Achintya Bheda Abheda. That is indistinguishable, I mean, inconceivable identity in difference. Bhed or abhed, dono hai. In bhed or abhed ka samajhna, achintya, it is not recognizable. It cannot be easily understood that way. It is not conceivable. It is not explainable. That exactly is it. What is it? Because, you know, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Krishna is the supreme reality. जिसके अद्वैत और दूसरी दूसरी वेदांत स्कूल्स में जिसका दूसरी नाम पे कहते हैं ब्रह्म कहते हैं आत्म कहते हैं दैट ही कॉल्ड एज श्री कृष्ण. श्री कृष्ण वॉज द सुप्रीम. सो वॉज इट एट द सेम टाइम इट वॉज नॉट द निर्गुण निराकार एस्पेक्ट ऑफ रियालिटी. इट वॉज सगुण साकार द सुप्रीमली एंचांटिंग फॉर्म ऑफ श्री कृष्ण दैट वॉज एट द सेम टाइम कॉल्ड सुप्रीमली रियल बाय श्री कृष्ण Chaitanya, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how was it, what is the explanation? One thing he said was, the Advaita idea is, where you know there is no distinction, it's complete, looks like a singularity, whole, total, that they call as, see when you don't see anything separately, that means your vision is hazy and it is not very clear. सपोजिंग मैं यहाँ बैठा हूँ मेरा देखने का दिक्कत है. मैं देखता हूँ यहाँ कोई एक एसेट टोटालिटी ऑफ मे बी सम प्रेजेंस आई विल सी. आई विल नॉट बी एबल टू सी द इंडिविजुअल फेसेस और द इंडिविजुअल फिगर्स. इसी उन्होंने कहते हैं इसके तनुभाव जो बाहर सबसे पेरिफेरी में जो दिखा जाएगा दैट इज वॉट इज दिस इज द अद्वैत आइडिया ऑफ रियालिटी. दैट इज हाउ दे यूज्ड टू काउंटर इट. अद्वैत में कोई अलग कोई दिखाने का कभी नहीं कहते. जैसे देर इज वन टोटल वननेस और कॉन्शियसनेस और यूनिटरी आइडिया. दे से अचिंत्य वेदा द चैतन्य स्कूल सेज दैट दैट मीन्स योर आइडिया ऑफ द रियालिटी और द विजन ऑफ द रियालिटी इज नॉट क्लियर, इट इज हेजी. दे से दैट मोर एंड मोर यू अप्रोच द रियालिटी, आप जैसे जैसे नजदीक जाएंगे आप स्पष्ट देख पाएंगे. दैट इज वाई दे से द क्लोजेस्ट इज when you approach the god the nearest and you closely go near him, you see the supremely enchanting form of Sri Krishna, and that is why they say that is the true reality. So the glow or the aura surrounding Sri Krishna, that brilliance, that's only at the periphery or the outer level, that is called the Tanu Bhava. They say the Advaita idea is only that, that kind of a peripheral vision of reality is Advaita. They go, you go closer and closer, nearer the reality, where you see the supreme form of Sri Krishna. That is the highest reality, and that is what they say. That is how they explain the highest truth. But then, you know, this again, as usual, this always gives rise to the controversy. How do you explain the manifold world? When you say that if that is a supreme reality, that means that should have permanent, that should have eternity, that should have stability, that cannot have impermanent, that cannot be destroyed, that should not vanish. But you see, in the world of multiplicity, all this happening. But the same problem is there also with Advaita. In Advaita, they explain it by saying what is called Maya. Kate Maya. Out of ignorance. You don't know. Out of it, the moment you get rid of ignorance, you get rid of Maya, then the multiplicity goes. And you experience only the unitary consciousness, or there is only the perception of the unitary or the ultimate reality. So this is one way of explaining. Similarly, they also have an explanation. But what is the defect in this Advaitic way of explanation is, if you say there is Maya, then is this Maya apart from Brahman or is it in Brahman? If Maya is in Brahman, then Brahman becomes limited. It is limitations. It is not unitary. Brahman is, Maya is part of Brahman. But if we say it is apart from Brahman, then there is a directly duality comes into operation. There is Brahman and there is Maya. So what is the locus of this avidya or Maya? Where is it located? They have no expression. That is why they say, sat asat anirvachaniya maya. It is sat, asat, anirvachaniya. Kya? You cannot explain. And that is Maya. That is how they try to get rid of it. So in the Chaitanya school, what they say is, they posit two entities called Shakti and Shaktimat, the power holder and the power. Sri Krishna, or the supreme reality, is the Shaktimat, or the holder of the power. And the Shakti is his power manifesting as multiplicity, world, etc., etc. Now, what is the relation this between two? Something like Thakur also says, Agni and its dahika shakti, water and its power to wet. Jaise aap agni aur uski dahika shakti, dono to aap alag jarur hai. Lekin there is some complete underlying connection also between them. You cannot separate the burning power of fire from fire completely. Aap agni aur uski dahan karne ka shakti sampurna roop se alag nahi karenge. Lekin ek saath bhi hai, because they can neither be separated, but you also see that fire is not same as burning power. So there is a connection and also there is separateness. In the same way, they say the Shaktimat, the power holder, through his Shakti, he creates all this multiplicity, etc., etc. So they are all there, but they are nothing but the power of the Shaktimat or the power holder, who is namely Sri Krishna. And again, still, this idea that, but why these are all, if they are all perishable, what we see in the world of multiplicity, then that latches on to the Shakti Mat also. Because if Shakti is full of that kind of a perishable or impermanent things, obviously, because Shakti and Shakti Mat are also inseparable in one sense, dono farak nahi kar sakte hain, to iske door usme bhi aa jayega. That at that time they say, this is only apparent for ordinary limited minds. The understanding that the Shakti is of this problem and that it go on to the Shaktimat, that is only a view of the person, because we perceive it from our limited intellect and our limited capacity. at that time only they bring the concept of achinta bheda bheda. How this distinction between the Shakti and Shaktimat exists, and how does it not defile or bring about any limitation in that Shaktimat, is something which cannot be comprehended by ordinary minds, and that is why they call it as achinta bheda bheda. So ultimately, you know, the point is, every school of thought can go only to a certain point. But the beauty in this achinta bheda bheda system is that brings a tremendous sense of reality to your sadhana. Because you know, if you say that everything is unreal, you say even your God is unreal, then you cannot do sadhana. But here it says, it's supremely real, and you can worship, you can be in a spirit of surrender, and through that you can progress. So that gives a wonderful world view, and everything becomes more. So probably, you know, this is closer to Sri Ramakrishna's idea of reality in that sense. It's closer to this world view. So that way it becomes a supremely noble path of sadhana, and that is why it's a very wonderful appeal if practiced properly. So that's the wonderful appeal of this school of philosophy, whereby at the level of course, you know, ordinary practitioners are not concerned with the theological aspect of it or the philosophical aspects of it. They are only concerned with practice. So as far as this sadhana is concerned, he only said that supreme love of God, Hari Prem, aise aap naam sankirtan karo, karte karte asrupat karte reho, asru visajan karte reho, then you slowly find that how you become purer and purer, you become a wonderful aspirant fit for the God's grace and his company, or enjoying the bliss of God. So that's a very wonderful life of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So he was, as you said, that Kirtaniya Sadahari, always take the Lord's name. That is one prescription for mankind. Sri Ramakrishna Arpanamastu.